DW.
In the rural region of Sousse Massa in Morocco, farmers bring produce like oranges and other citrus fruits to the main open-air market. Here, agriculture is the source of income. But extreme weather, from drought to flooding, is becoming an increasingly frequent problem. And it's not just farmers who are affected. From growing and harvesting produce to packaging and transporting it, the effects of climate change are felt by workers throughout the local economy. But what if there was a way to protect against the economic impacts of climate change? Maxime Souvenier of the Munich Climate Insurance Initiative coordinates a project looking for ways to insure against climate risk.
Il existe déjà au Maroc donc des assurances pour les petits agriculteurs.
Insurance for small farmers already exists in Morocco. Insurance companies offer schemes that are subsidized by the state. So that's not our focus. What we're more interested in is an insurance solution that encompasses the entire value chain.
Ce qui nous intéresse plus nous, c'est l'approche de la chaîne de valeur.
Ideally, everyone involved in the agriculture industry could be insured against natural disaster, whether they are directly or indirectly affected when extreme weather hits. But how has the agricultural economy in this area been hit by climate change? In Tarragona, the provincial capital, local authorities are struggling to cope with the effects of extreme weather. Heavy rain and ravaging floods jeopardise the whole region, eroding riverbanks and submerging croplands. Roads and bridges are especially vulnerable, with some being entirely wiped out by muddy floodwaters. The problem is there's just not enough money to tackle the problem. Tarragona's mayor, Ismail El Hariri.
We compiled a report to see how much the bridges and protective measures for the town would cost. It turns out to be just over 800,000 euros. The city would contribute 20% of that, the Interior Ministry 30%. That means we need to find someone to put up the remaining 50%.
If the authorities can't afford to repair collapsed bridges, the transport of fresh fruit and vegetables will be interrupted. Here's the project coordinator Maxime Souvenier again.
If a bridge is damaged here in Tarragona, it can impair production and delivery to the businesses in the town of Aït Melloul. That affects the entire value chain. Just one damaged bridge in Tarragona means the whole region is affected.
In the Aït Melloul Business Park, businesses prepare fresh fruit and vegetables from the region, funneling them through conveyor belts into boxes for export. If their suppliers fail to deliver the produce, their businesses suffer. 90% of Morocco's agricultural exports are processed here. A key aspect of the climate insurance scheme being developed by Souvenier is that payouts are determined by weather data. If there's been a certain amount of rainfall, the insurance scheme pays up. Damage incurred doesn't have to be documented. The scheme is geared to 400 businesses in Aït Melloul. Local enterprises are aware of the gravity of the situation. Long periods of high temperatures are bad for orange trees, and flooding can lead to fungal infestations. One local company director, Abdella Radwani of Domaine El Boura, says that climate change has become a bitter reality. If the quality of the produce isn't up to standard, it can't be exported, and the company's modern packaging plant is all for nothing. He adds that while existing insurance schemes are a step in the right direction, they don't go far enough.
There are a lot of factors that aren't covered and a range of bureaucratic hurdles. When there's an insurance claim that can be traced back to climate change, then no one wants to take responsibility. It takes a long time for anything to happen.
Vous invitez les gens, ils sont pris un peu partout, donc il faut attendre.
More data needs to be gathered before the new climate insurance scheme can be introduced. But farmers and companies are desperately seeking new ways to protect their businesses against extreme weather, which is becoming the new normal here in Morocco. DW.